So we got to the bottom of Kuf Aleph on the Beis. I think Mara there was discussing how to distinguish between different things, Shinui Makom, different foods in Shinui Makom. I think Mara had two opinions we're working with. Is there a distinction of Dvarim Hatunim Bracha L'Acherim Bimkomom, certain things that require you to go back to the original place to say a bracha, such as benching? And if you, such a thing, if you were to leave your house and go back, you don't have to say new brachas, your meal continues. And there's the other category, Dvarim She'enum Tum Bracha Bimkomom, things that do not require a bracha in the original place, like Mayim and Peros, that if you leave the house, a new suda begins, and you have to say a new bracha if you decide to. And the Gemara brought a whole long brisa here to disprove this, that seemed to say there's no discussion at all, there's no distinction at all, rather, that all foods that one would eat would require new bracha afterwards. Even things, even dvarim shetunim brachim komum, even things like bread, which you have to go back to the original place to eat, you would have to say new bracha if you left your house. That was a kasha to Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, no, dvarim shetunim brachim komum does not require new bracha. So we got to the very last line of Kuf Aleph on the Beis, where the Gemara says Kasha Rav Chista. We just brought this Kasha, we don't have to go through the whole thing, but it's a Kasha to Rav Chista. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Man Tana Akiros. Who is the person who says Akiros? I mean, who is the person who taught this previous Brisa? That, let's look at Rashbam for a second. Man Tana Akiros. Man Tana, who is the author? Lahoch Brisa, it's the Brisa we just brought. The Kasani that's written, Afagab the Dvar Matunim Brach Lacharim Bimkomom. Even though it's one of the things that require bracha in the original place, like bread, tzarech levarich, Rabbi tzarech levarich. You still have to say a bracha when you leave. Who is that author? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokas tonight. Rabbi Yehuda is the person who says that you have to say a new bracha for any food when you leave the house. But the Rabbanan is the opinion who distinguishes between what type of food. Rav Chista is going according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know Rabbi Yehuda holds this way? So the Brisa says, the Tanya, top line of Kuf Beis Amar Aleph, the Tanya, Chaverim Shayu Mesubim, the people, friends, were gathered around the table eating. They were leaning. That's how they used to eat, through Aseba. The Akru Raglem, and they got up, they picked themselves up. Leilech LeBeis HaKnesses, they got up to go to Shul, or LeBeis HaMedrash, or to go to learn. Kishen Yotzen, when they leave, Ein Tunim Bracha L'Mafrei, you do not require Bracha when they leave. Their meal could continue when they return back from Mincha, let's say. When they return back, so they get up in the middle of a meal, and then they realize they forgot the daven mincha, so they get up in the middle of the meal, and they don't have to say a bracha achrona. They're having bread. So they get up, and they go to shul, they come back, and they continue eating. No need for brachas after, no need brachas for when they return. On that, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bamed Ramurim, when is this true? Bizman she nichusha miktas chaverim, only when they leave behind some friends. We said before yesterday they only mentioned a zakin or a chola. Here the Gemara says any chaverim, lav dafka zakin or chola, just those are people who would likely stay behind. An older person or someone who's sick wouldn't go out to leave to go lakras chasan or kala. But the real halacha is anyone who's left over from the meal, could even be a woman who's left behind, can that's. You don't require a bracha when you leave, and you don't require bracha when you return. If you leave nobody behind, nobody's left behind, kishen yotzin, when they leave, tunim bracha l'mafrei, they require bracha achrona when they are about to leave. Uchshen chozin tunim bracha lechachila, and when they return, they require new bracha. This is how we get out of the problem. So really what comes out is there is a machlokis chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. What's the halacha when it comes to dvarim hatunim bracha l'mkomam? Things like bread, that you have to say bracha in the place where you ate. According to the Chachamim, you could leave and come back without any brachas. Yehuda says, no, if you left somebody behind, do you not have to say any brachas. But if you do not leave anybody behind, you have to say a bracha when you leave and a bracha when you return.
The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda nowadays, right?
No, if you leave somebody behind,
you have to leave somebody behind.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I think even if you don't leave somebody behind, I think the way it works, it's very complicated. Look at Shulchan Aruch.
I know my kids, when we go to Mincha Gedolah, they make sure that one of the women are on the table.
It's true, because the Ramah says this. But that's, I think, lechachila. B'di'evid, let's say you didn't leave anybody behind, I don't think you require new bracha.
Lechachila, you do. Somebody should stay on the table.
Ramah brings that down. But it's very complicated. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, a number of different opinions. It's not very clear. Now, on this Tosos comment, Tosos Dibra Maslo V'Akru Raglein Leilech LeBeis Knesses, he writes, Mikan Mashma, from here we learn, Shim Shachach Lispal, you forgot the daven, and Nizkar, Bem Sasuda, you're having your lunch, Shabbos lunch, you forgot, you're in Davincha, Vispalel, She'ein tzach bracha afilu chachila. You don't have to say a new bracha. You could leave the middle of the meal to go daven. So they bring a raya. Masha hevi raya. Rashi Tosfos continued. Masha hevi harav yomtiv raya. Yomtiv brings a raya. Mi perik kisoy hadam. Perik and chulin. Damar mishtei bruchei bahadadei. Drinking and benching. Lo efshar. You're not able to do both at the same time. Shetzarech levarch birkas hamazon. V'litol yadov. So when it comes to drinking and benching, you can't do the two at the same time. What does that mean? I forget what he means now.
That's what's considered a hesekadas, because since it's not possible to do both activities at the same time, so maybe the two are running.
Well, so what's the circumstance? Is that drinking and benching?
Because, not benching, though. Bruched, I think, refers here to davening.
So drinking and davening, because that's talking about birkas hamazon. So drinking and davening can't be done at the same time. So therefore, you have to bench. Davening would be considered a hefsek. If you were to in the middle of drinking and you go to daven, davening would be viewed as a hefsek. You would require benching, I guess, before you go daven. It says there is Eino Araya, Tosis writes, because why over the here we say you're allowed to leave the meal in the middle to go daven, and there the Gemara in Chulin seems to imply you cannot leave the meal in order to daven. Ein Araya writes, tells us, the dafka gavi birkas hamazon amrin hachi, davi hefzik v'gemar suda. Aval tfila afagav de meichel v'tsalu b'hadad dehade lo efshar ein b'kach b'klum. See, I think they're talking about benching. It's not benching. I'm not sure exactly the circumstances there, but I guess the idea maybe in the middle of benching you go drink. That doesn't make sense. I'm not really quite sure the raya is.
Mishte u'bruche b'had yadadi.
You can't drink and bench at the same time. Because that's not only you're not able to drink, but to steer it to each other somehow. Benching and drinking, you can't end the meal and continue the meal at the same time. So again, I don't know exactly the details of how that what person's trying to accomplish. Maybe he's benching and then he drinks in the middle.
Maybe he was going to bench and then he was going to drink more wine from his original kiddush.
At that point, he had wine, so he benched on the bread, but didn't want to bench on the wine. He wants to continue drinking the wine, but they said, no, maybe that could be the case, maybe you're right. So once you bench, since you can't bench and drink wine at the same time, the benching itself is considered hefsek. The writer tells us benching is considered hefsek, but tefillah is not considered hefsek. Why? What's the lumdus? Because benching ends a meal. You can't just say, I want to end half my meal, but continue my other half of the meal. I want to end my bread, but I want to continue my drinking of the wine. So that's why benching serves as a hefsek. But when it comes to davening is not a stira to my meal. I just need to go daven. I take a few minute break. So when I go daven, that does not break up my meal. My meal can continue afterwards. I think that's the idea.
Right. You're saying basically that if you're benching because you finished eating, so you shouldn't be drinking. But when you're davening, you're not making clear that your suda is over.
Exactly.
Like when you bench, you say, "Listen, my suda is over." So if he drinks, he cannot do it because in his mind he already finished it.
Right.
Davening, it's.
I guess we're just trying to figure out what is the case, what the person trying to do with mishtei brucha. I'm suggesting is he's probably drinking and eating bread. His benching is going on the bread, but he doesn't want to end his
right.
wine.
He wants to keep on drinking right. after the soul.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. So that's the lacha that comes out that Tosfos discussed about davening in the middle of your meal, which does happen. So it says the Gemara now, around the 8 lines from the top, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha from the brisa we just brought. It's a little bit confusing. Not terrible though. Ella taima did b'dvarim hatunim bracha l'achreim bimkomam. Only because we're talking about things that require bracha in the initial place. Did kishen yotin when they leave ein tunim bracha l'mafreya. You don't require bracha when you leave. Uchshen chosen and when you come back ein tunim bracha l'chachila. Aval but dvarim she'ein tunim bracha l'achreim. Something that does not require bimkomam. Something that does not require bracha in its initial place, like water. Afil Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan who argue Rabbi Huda, they would say, Kishen Yotin Tunim Bracha L'mafrei. When you leave, when you drink water, when you're about to leave, you're supposed to say Bracha Achrona, Bari Nefashos. Uch Shein Chosen, when they return back and they want to drink more water, Tunim Bracha L'chachili, require a new Bracha. So that's the conclusion we can make from the Brisa we just brought. So the Gemara says, now that we've established that, Lema Teve Tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan, this should all be a stira, a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan. So if you remember back, Rabbi Yochanan said yesterday, in yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yochanan told us that Shinoi Makom Ein Tzarech Bracha. When you change locations, you do not require new bracha. So based on the brisa we just brought, in the diak we made from the Rabbanan, that even the Rabbanan would agree, if you have something like water and you change your makom, you do require a new bracha. How then did Rabbi Yochanan tell us yesterday that you do not require bracha for shina makom? So it's a tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, Vlav miyo svino, chad dezinda. We already asked Akasha, how much do you want to, how many tiyufta? Tiyufta is an unanswerable question from a brisa to an amora. An amora, one of the Rabbanim from the time of the Gemara, said something and they found a Tanaic source from earlier than him, which goes against what he says. That's the tiyufta.
So we held that if you leave, if you drink something that doesn't need bracha harona, meaning either berkamazon or main shalos, right? And
that,
then you come back, you do have to say a bracha, but if you need bracha harona, you don't have to say bracha because chances are you're going to go back.
So something that you don't require bracha harona.
Then if you come back, you do have to say another bracha.
Come back.
Because there's a chance that you won't come back because you're not going to, right? That was the whole svar of the Gemara is that if you're eating something that doesn't require bracha harona, chances are that you're never going to come back. So if you do come back, you have to say a new bracha, right? And if you need a bracha harona, then you don't need to make another bracha.
Because you're going to come back.
So what's the stira here?
The stira is Rabbi Yochanan told us yesterday that he said shinoi makom never needs a new bracha. He allows you to walk from house to house,
even if you require bracha harona.
Right. So this Gemara says, what do you mean? The only time that's true is if it's Dvarim Hatun and Bracham Mekomam.
Right, okay.
But things that are not like water, you do require new bracha.
Right, okay, so that's what... Okay.
That's serious. The Gemara says again.
That's what we said already.
Right. Okay. Gemara said already, V'lav mi'o sevina chadazina, didn't we already ask a tiyufta to B'yochanan? What's this accomplishing? Gemara says, name a mehod nami tiyuvet tiyufta, enechanami. This is another tiyufta. We have two brises, two different brises, which both argue, go against a B'yochanan. Not a problem. So Rabbi Yochanan responds and says, this one is not a kasha again to what I said. Amr l'char Rabbi Yochanan. Hu adin dafilu dvarim she'ein tunim bracha l'achreim bimkomum. Even things such as water, which do not require bracha in its original place, nam ein tzrichin levarach, also don't require new bracha. You could leave the house and come back and still say and not have to say a bracha. Ah, so why did the Gemara why did the Brisa particularly choose a case of dvarim tunim bracha? So Vaha writes Rabbi Yochanan, Vaha dikasani okur agleim. Why does it talk about okur agleim? He said yesterday, meant, what do you mean okur? You're being okur yourself. Things that you koveh sudon, such as bread, that's when you're koveh and you need to be okur yourself. Things like mime, where your person's not really koveh himself, you don't use the lashon of okur. So why does it choose a case of okur agleim? It sounds like they're having a real meal, like a bread meal. Lo diacha kocha de Yehuda, to come to teach me the strength to magnify the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Even things that require bracha and bimkomum in the original place, even a bread meal, even then, Rabbi Yehuda says that the only time you don't have to say bracha, taima de'enichu miktas chaver, only if you leave behind someone at the meal do you not have to say new bracha. But Rabbi Yehuda would say, lo enichu miktas chaver, but if you don't leave anybody behind, k'shin yotzin tunim bracha l'afreir, when you leave you require bracha, u'k'shin chozin tunim bracha l'achachila, when you come back you have to say new bracha. So we chose the case of being koveh sud on bread to teach me Rabbi Huda's opinion, but not to make any diukum about the opinion of Rabbanan. Ein achanami, the Rabbanan, not only would they say in the case of bread, you don't have to say new bracha, but also in a case where it's not bread, even in a case of water and fruit, you would also not require bracha because of shinimakom. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan gets out of this kasha against him. Now the Gemara brings the support
but it doesn't solve the first tiyufta.
Exactly, it does not solve the first tiyufta. Now Gemara brings a brisa to support Rav Chista. Rav Chista from yesterday told us that he thought there's a distinction between things that require bracha b'mkomam versus things that don't require bracha b'mkomam. Tanya Kavasid Rav Chista, chaverim shayu mesubin lishtos yayim. Friends were sitting around the table, leaning, drinking some wine. V'akur raglem, and then they picked themselves up from the meal. V'chazru ein tzrichin levarach, and they went back. They don't have to say new bracha. Akur raglem, as we said before, that means they're koveya. They're koveya themselves to have something to eat. In this case, they're having wine to eat, so wine is also koveya suda. And they return back, they don't have to say new bracha. So this supports Rav Chista, who says things that tunim bracha bimkomam do not require new brachas. Okay, now the Gemara goes on to a different topic.
So basically, So basically, we just leave it that it's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, and that's
correct.
Is that how?
Mm-hmm. I mean, paskin like Rabbanan. I think it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Paskin like Rabbanan b'di'evad and like Rabbi Yehuda l'chadchila.
I think so. From what I remember, I didn't look into it this time around, but I do remember the Shulchan Aruch being extremely confusing about what's ideal, what's not. Says the Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Beis and Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, B'nei Chabura, Shayu Mesubin, people were sitting around the table, V'kidash Aleim Hayom, and Shabbos began. They're eating Friday afternoon meal. Mm. All of a sudden, Shabbos set. M'vin lo kosher yayin, they bring a wine, cup of wine, V'omer Olav, Kiddush Hayom, and in the middle of their meal, they should say Kiddush, and then continue eating the rest of the meal. Visheni, and the second kosher that they have is Omer Alav Birkas Hamazon Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and the second kosher is saved for benching. So again, they're eating a meal Friday afternoon, which is not supposed to be done. But let's say it's something like Purim. Purim is this case comes up Purim when it falls out on a Friday and it goes into Shabbos. So you're having a meal Friday, and then suddenly Shabbos comes in. You stop the meal, say Kiddush, and go on, continue eating your whatever you're up to, whatever course you're up to. And the second cup is used for benching.
Why is he making a case about a second cup? Like making it sound as if you have to use a second cup for benching?
Truth is, the ideal is to use a cup for benching. That's the one should really use a cup always when they bench, at least when they have three. And the Gemara talks about it as if it should be done. That's
not something we usually do.
We usually don't, but it should be done. It's just not done. Why not?
You mean to prevent, but if there's a minion, we do.
The minhag seems to be if there's a minion, most people do have a kos. Even when there's a three, it's really ideal to do it as well. But it's not very much practice, though it should be. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yossi comes along, Omer, Ochel the Holich Achetechshech. No, you continue eating until it gets mamish dark. And then, Gomer, when you finish eating later on, kos rishon mevarach ala birkas mazon. You take one kos after you're done eating. You say Kiddush, and then right afterwards you say another kos, Hasheni Omer Alav Kiddush Hashiyom, and then, the other way, I'm sorry, first you bench on the, you finish the meal, and then you say Kiddush, so here you're saying Kiddush after you finish the meal already.
Rabbi, just to clarify.
Yeah.
So, I guess the Gemara is assuming that you read Al Mincha, what about Arvis? Why doesn't he have to do Mar before you?
Kiddush.
He doesn't have to daven Navit. He could just stop for Kriyat Shema and then he can daven.
No, but the Gemara doesn't mention that.
But it's true. The Gemara doesn't mention it. That's not the Gemara's, I guess, in goals right now. But you're just asking another side question. What about Shema? You should stop. Right. I don't think that's.
I think that we it's a whole. I think it's that it just they didn't realize. Meaning that they could even have started before 9.5 hours. They could have started at 9 hours, and that's the case a couple of blood ago, mm-hmm. right? That they started at the ninth hour, just went by fast, and they found that it's Shabbos. And so what do? They didn't have a marriage yet, but...
Why would we be chal Kiddush then, first before davening?
Why would we say again?
Why the second course for Kiddush?
Because he has no option, because he's eating already. I think.
Like Kiddush
before. So there, make a Birkat Hamazon.
Oh, no, because Kiddush is Deraisa. It comes with a number of issues right now. If we had that, let's talk about Kriyat Shema, because Kriyat Shema is definitely Deraisa. So your question is, so right now he realizes it's Shabbos. So he has a few things in front of him to do. He has to bench in the meal he finishes. He has to say Kiddush. He has to say Shema. So it's a very good question. So L'chora, Deraisa's Tadir Sheino Tadir is the governing principle, whatever comes more frequent. And then there's another principle of Deraisa. The deraisas come before the rabbanon. Let's say a deraisa, which is not as frequent as a derabbanon. So let's say talk about Shemona Esrei for a moment. This is a completely side topic, but I think it's a very good point, though. So deraisa, you have deraisa of Kiddush, which comes once a week, and you have derabbanon of Tfilas Arvis, which is derabbanon, but it's more frequent. So there's another concept the Gemara in Zvachim talks about, davar mekudash yoser mechaver, I forget exactly the lashon, saying it's more mekudash goes before something that's not as mekudash, in terms of karbanos, the order of karbanos, the carbon which is more mekudash goes before the carbon that's not as mekudash. So Pnei Yeshua writes that deraisas are more mekudash than derabanans. So mekudash should come beforehand. So
with no concern for tadir veno tadir.
Exactly. That overrides it. Actually, this is a kasha I had. I happened to have this kasha when I... Rav Shechta gave me Bechina, when you apply to why use Kola Elyon, you have to meet the number of Rosh Yeshiva and they ask you any questions they want. So one of the questions Rav Shechta had asked me is right when Tzvi Omer started, after Pesach, he asked me what comes first. Does Avdala come first or does Tfiras Omer come first? That was the question he asked me. So there are a number of factors. It's a fun discussion. So one of the things I quoted this Pnei Yeshua that says something that's Deraisa, which perhaps could be Bizman Azeh, Tfiras Omer is Lachor is only Derabanan. And Havdalah, according to the Rambam, is a Deraisa. So Deraisa should come before Derabanan, so Havdalah should come first. Then we spoke about which one's more Tadir, and we spoke about Havdalah should really go be the last thing, always push off Shabbos as much as possible. Either way, so that based on these ideas. So what should you do now? So why you're mentioning why is Shema not mentioned? Shema L'Chor should go first, because it's Deraisa and it's more Tadir. It's Taka, good question.
Maybe the Kabbalah is just not...
We're not discussing
Shema right now.
Also, Shema for sure doesn't interrupt the meal.
But you should. But if the person realizes he didn't say Shema, he has to stop his meal.
But I don't think it's talking about Shema right now.
It's not. That's not on the radar. But let's say, if you had that question, Lamaisa, what should one do? The Gemara doesn't tell us what to do. So do you say the Gemara didn't deal with it? But in a Chanami, you should say Shema first, because Shema is a Deraisa. And it's more frequent than Kiddush.
But even if it's not time for Shema?
Well, no, we're talking about where it became dark.
Right.
According to me, it became dark because it's time for Shema.
And the other question, do you say Shema without the brachos? Is still? Or the
Chatzila? That's ideal also, the brachos. So you get up and you should complete the daven.
Right. And then it's also, it's a...
It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Okay, so again, the second...
I have to make sure
myself, I'm awake. So again, the second opinion here, that of Rabbi Yossi, says that one should continue eating until it gets nighttime. Once it's dark, he should take one kos and bench, and then he should take a second kos and say Kiddush Shabbos on him. So on that, the Gemara asks, Amai, why does he have to take two separate kosos? V'nimrinu l'tervayu achad akasa. Say, take the bracha, you know, take the kos and say bench on it, and then say kiddush on it. Why take two separate kosos? So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, ain omrim shtei kedushos hakos echad. We don't say two kedushos on one kos. My time, what's the reasoning? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak lefi she'ain osin mitzvos chavias. We do not bundle up. We don't put many mitzvos on one kiddush on one kos, and therefore we don't combine kiddush and benching on one kos. The svar for this, where Rashbam writes, this is the first Y line down in the Rashbam, Chavilos, Chavilos, Demechse, Oleh, Kamase. It's just very inappropriate. It's a bizayon almost. It looks like you're trying to just accomplish, kill, you know, two birds with one stone, just trying to get everything done with it. Take care of this. It's like going to a Shkama Minin Simchas Torah, just being Yotze, Hakavos, get out of the way. Not that I did do
why
that, but...
Why became Rashbam all of a sudden? Why became Rashbam?
In Arvei Pesachim, that's what happened. In Bava Basra, it happens like this also. Why exactly? I'm not sure if we lost the Rashi on the Rashi, and then we found it later on. I'm not sure exactly the history of it. So the Rashbam's... What?
Maybe Rashi didn't have nothing to say.
The top is Rashi, though.
I see. That's what he
had
to say.
Not enough. One more to say. It didn't fill up the death. So the Rashbam says the reason is because it comes up, it's viewed as a muscle. It's like a burden for someone to do mitzvah. I don't want to do mitzvah, so I'll just do it all on one coast. We don't want that mitzvah to come across that way.
I'll just wait for Motzei Shabbat, do Avdala, Kiddush, Birkat Hamazon,
Kol, exactly, right. Shot. So,
nice. Rabbi, so two things, Rav Arya and Isa Ara there. So he said it's actually the opposite. It's that it's, you know, people think like, rush, the minion, you know, chick-chock, like this whole thing stretched out. And that's actually the avoda, to stretch out all of the cuffs, to stretch all the toes.
Uh-huh.
But a quick question, though, I had. We said over here that bundling the mitzvahs, but I always thought that, you know, when you have, like, I think we say by, Mr. Rubin brings down right after Motzei Yom Kippur to go right away and do the sukkah, whatever mm-hmm. it is. So I think, why would that be any different here? He's just trying to grab another mitzvah right away, make another kiddush, just like...
No, but that's...
Like he's chopping a rye. He's trying to...
No, but there, the case of Yom Kippur is you're going from one mitzvah to a different mitzvah. Here, you're trying to use one object for two different mitzvahs.
So.
I'm saying, but that's trying to just chop it all in one time. It's not trying to get...
Well, this guy's not even trying to be cheap on his grape juice. I'm saying that's not...
No, but he's bundling it up. He's bundling up to Birkat Hamazon and Avdalah.
It's like, let's say you have two clients. So you say, oh, no... Both you come the same around the meeting. I want to save time. You come at the same time here.
I do it all the time. If I'm ordering big breakfast,
maybe
platters,
more successful if you don't.
I make three meetings, and then I just repackage. You know the
but you don't meet with them at the same time in the same room.
No, I stood them in the back. I re-raised the platter. Yeah. Like, wow, thanks for bringing.
So that's what it is. You spill out the leftover wine, you put new wine in the cup, and now you do another kiddush.
No, I just rearrange it. It's no different.
No, the same. Having the meeting with two clients at the same time—that's like I'm not important enough to have my own time with you.
You're not making, but it's not two meetings, is it? You know what I mean? It's
no, yeah, I have one coast. I have one coast. The same.
Okay.
And then I'm saying, you know, benching, and then I'm saying kiddush, and then I'm drinking. Mm. Give each one its own time, its own moment. Otherwise, you're like, I'm trying to just get rid of them, knock them off in the yotel, the mitzvahs. All
right.
Anyways, this Rashbam Svar is a standard reasoning. It's brought down by Rashi elsewhere as well. But there's a Tosis of Moed Katan that says another reason, no, the problem of mitzvahs chavilas is you're not focused enough on one mitzvah. It's not the appearance it gives. When I'm trying to do benching and kiddush, I'm not focusing on kiddush. I'm doing benching. I know the next thing I'm going to do is kiddush. I'm trying to rush through everything. I'm not giving each mitzvah its proper focus. Not because it comes off as a burden, it just lacks the proper kavanos. And that's what Tosis of Moed Katan writes as the reason for chavilas.
But we do it on Matzah Yontef when it's Shabbos. Right? We do have dogs.
So the Gemara is going to discuss that, exactly. The Gemara is going to get into that in a moment. Just one other point about mitzvah chavilas chavilas. We'll do a few more, but before you go right to the Gemara for a second, the Rambam writes the following. Shemitzvah kiddush, shemitzvah birkas hamazon, shtei mitzvah shel Torah hein, he writes. They're both mitzvahs deraisis. So what does that imply? This sounds like chavilas chavilas only applies to mitzvahs deraisis. So Migdal Ol is one of the Mepharshim on the Rambam writes that when it comes to two mitzvahs derabanan, this chavilas chavilas does not apply. So I think whatever example you could think of, but two derabanan, chavilas does not apply.
But if one of them is...
Derais or derabanan, very good. Chassam Sofer writes, also he makes the same dik from the Rambam, only if both of them are derais, is it a problem. If one's derais or one's derabanan, that will not be a problem, according to Chassam Sofer as well.
You have it by Dalad Kosos on Pesach, right? Because he made kiddush on the first kos.
And it's one of the Arba Kosos.
So why is that a problem?
Well, that's because Arba Kosos, we didn't get to have Daf Yomi when we did the beginning, all the fun tosis in the beginning. But not only because Derban, that might be one way out of it also, but that Dal Kosos Gufa is Kiddush. It's four Kiddushes. That's what, it's not a stira. Happens to be, it's not one Kosos, it's four, each one is a Kiddush in its own right. That's the definition of it. It's not a stira to each other. It's not two different mitzvahs. Okay. The Gemara goes weiter and says now, that's around what, seven lines from the top below. Do we not allow chavilos chavilos? If Hatani, the Brisa tells us, Hanichnas the base of b'matzei Shabbos, you come home after Shabbos. Mivarch al hayayin val hamaor val besamim. You would say bracha on the gefen. You say bracha on the moreish. You say bracha al besamim. V'acharkach afterwards, amar havdol al kos, and then you say mavdil ben kosh lechol. V'im ein lo ela kos echad, and if you only have one kos left, menichol l'achar mazon u'meshal shelin kulan. Let's say you only have one kos, and you're about to say benching for Shal Shudas. You don't have two koses to go around. That one kos you use for benching, you can combine it to say Havdalah, and so benching and Havdalah all in one kos. So we allow Chavilos Chavilos, answers the Gemara, Ain Lo Shiny. No, that's the case. The Gemara's Bryce explicitly says, Ain Lo, he doesn't have anything but one kos. Ideally, we say, no, you have two separate koses, one for benching, one for Havdalah. If you only have one kos, then you're allowed to bundle them up together on one kos.
You said it's he's making bracha after Suda Shlishit, but it sounds like Motzei Shabbat, sounds like Suda Revi'id.
You think Ma'amaka? Oh, maybe you're right.
No, I thought so, but you're not allowed to eat before Avdala.
But what if he only has one cup of wine?
Right, so good. So I think Eri's right, and I think your question, Tosa asks this question. Tosa is a mini chalak or Amazon.
I thought that too, but then.
Yeah, I think you look at Tosa's rights. Mini chalak or Amazon. Hikshar Rabbi Nissan. How are you allowed to eat before Havdalah? Come on, also Adam Shiyatom Klum Kodem Shiyavdi. You can't eat anything before you eat. That's true. You could jump to the before you say Havdalah. I mean, right. Let's see if we could quickly find the answer. He goes on to all these different things here.
No, if he did Havdalah in his tefillah,
still you can't eat. You still have to do the Havdalah. Only allows you to do Malacha. It doesn't allow you to eat. So
really
you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, but if you have one kos, then they say in order to have benching al kos, you're allowed to eat before Havdalah.
He hides the rest of the bottle.
That's it.
Okay, very good. So we're talking about Malav Malka, not about Shal Shudas. Okay. So says the Gemara, further now. This is your not your question yet, was it? Yeah. Pa yomtiv shechal dios achar Shabbos.
Right.
So yomtiv falls after Shabbos. So yomtiv is Sunday now. Shabbos goes right into yomtiv. The islay the and then we're right in the beginning. Yomtiv, talking about yomtiv rishon right now. So first day of Pesach, we have plenty of kosos. Rashi says the first everyone has to have dalak kosos. So there's plenty of wine to go around. Even the ani has to have dalak kosos. And va'amar Rav says yakna. You're supposed to say yayin kiddush ner havdalah. You say on one kos, you say yayin and kiddush on the yontif that's coming in, and you say havdalah and ner on the Shabbos that's leaving. So we see you're allowed to combine onto one kos. So amrei. Midulo amar zman. It doesn't say yaknahaz. It doesn't say zman. So it implies, what's the only yantif where there's no zman?
Second day of Pesach.
Right, second day of Pesach, the only yantif that has no zman.
Right.
It's also the only day that we don't have to wait till night time to continue the yantif. All the other yantifs, you have to wait until tseis to begin the meal. But at the last days of yantif Pesach, the only days that don't require its own shechianu and don't require waiting till night time. So the fact that it does not say yaknahaz, it just says yakna, midulo amar zman, michlal, the Bishvisha Pesach tells us that we're talking about Shvisha Pesach, that the only yantav that doesn't have Eskinon, the Chomai the Havale, everything he had, Achale, Veleslei, he ate everything. All Pesach, he finished. It's the last day of yantav, nothing left to eat. So it's a case that Ain Lo, he has nothing left but one kos. Because he has one kos, that's why we're allowed to do Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah on one kos. But had he had two kos, those Ain Dachanam, he should split it up and not combine them onto one. And then says the Gemara, V'ha Yomtav Rishon de Islei. Doesn't Yantav, we're talking Yantav Rishon, we'll bring you another case where we're talking about Yantav Rishon, where there's plenty of wine, and yet, the Amar Abaye, Yak Zina, Rav Amar, Yak Nahaz, all the different Lashonos, Yain Kiddush Zman Ner Havdalah, or is it Yain Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman? But either way, there's Zman, the Shechianu in there, and we're allowed to say all this on one coast. On one coast, you could say Yain and Kiddush and Zman on the Yantav that's coming in, and you say Ner Havdalah on the Shabbos that's leaving, all on one coast. So El Gemara says, Havdalah v'kiddush chada milsehi. Havdalah and kiddush is really the same thing. We'll get to in a second what that means. Havdalah and kiddush is the same thing. However, birkas hamazon v'kiddush shrei milah ninu. But benching, kiddush, two different things. So why is yain, why is kiddush, havdalah, one and the same? So that's what the Rashbam writes. Right? Rashbam writes, kiddusha v'havdalah chada milsehi. It's around halfway down the Y lines in Rashbam. Tervayu, both them, mishum kiddushas yomim, tovim ninu. So Rashbam assumes Havdalah, there's two ways to understand Havdalah, how Havdalah works. Havdalah could simply be just ending Shabbos, or it could be a way of somewhat backwards being Mekadesh Shabbos in the back end of things. Kiddush is Mekadesh in the beginning, Havdalah brackets it with Kiddusha on the end, and that's it. Or Havdalah could simply be an end, not a Kiddusha, but an end Shabbos. There's Masha from the Rambam, like the Rashbam. Rambam writes, I don't know the exact Lashon, but Kishem Shekiddush, so to Havdalah. He has this whole connection between Havdalah and Kiddush, where they point out, it seems like from the Rambam, just like Kiddush is Deraisa, Havdalah is also Deraisa. So it seems, according to Rambam, he'd also hold that Havdalah has this aspect of Kiddush's Yom to it.
Nafkamin would be Gabi Nashim also.
If the Chayv and Kiddush, the Chayv and Havdalah, you're saying.
Only if Havdalah... We have the pasuk Zach of Hashem where it tells you that women are chayiv even though it's a mitzvah mangra. So if Havdalah is mitam kiddush, then we have a star where a woman would be chayiv. But if it's down in the separate independent mitzvah mangra, that person's mechuyiv to end Shabbos.
So that still might be, even let's say Havdalah is an independent mitzvah, it might depend on a different machlok. It's Rashi Ramam. There's a brisker rav about this Rashi Ramam. What is Havdalah? What type of mitzvah is it? Rashi writes in Shabbos that Havdalah is matir the melacha. There's an isser to do any melacha before Havdalah. Rashi writes because Shabbos doesn't end until you've done Havdalah. The Rambam writes, no, Shabbos ends when Shabbos ends. The reason why you can't do melacha is because, like any other mitzvah, you can't do melacha until you've done a mitzvah. That's why you can't do. So the Havdalah doesn't actually end Shabbos, but according to Rashi, where Havdalah does end Shabbos, Nashim would be chayev, because they have to end Shabbos. According to the Rambam, where it's an independent mitzvah, if you assume that way, then a woman may not be chayv. It's an independent mitzvah finasmo, of mitzvah asei shesman grama, a woman may be pater from, perhaps. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel writes, the reason why Kiddush and Havdalah are the same is because both of them, towards the bottom of Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Chada Kiddushahi, Havdala v'chad ha-kiddushi. Kilomer u'birkas ha-mazon v'ha-kiddush ha-yom shtei kiddushes. No. Right. Ma'ishna u'perish kiddush ha-yom v'havdala tervayu kodem achilahin. Both them come prior to eating. Kiddush u'birkas ha-mazon ha-kiddush kodem achila u'birkas ha-mazon acher suda. So I'm not sure exactly why that's the reason. There's a similarity. I'm not sure why it makes it one and the same. But kiddush havdala come both prior before they are prior to eating, while benching is after eating. Somehow that tells us there's a that's an equation of kiddush to havdala. Now, one of the things that the Rishonim discuss here, what about erusin and nisuin? So, what the custom is that our chuppas, both erusin and nisuin, are performed at the same time onto the chuppah. Do you have to do on two different coasts or one coast? So, it's a big machlokas Rishonim. The Rush writes, you could do it all on one coast. It's all really the same Indian. It's Erusin is a one step closer to Nisun. Erusin is a chana. It's the first step of the Nisun, while Rabbeinu Tam thinks they're two independent mitzvahs. And that's really the...
Erusin, it's a mitzvah?
Great question. So that's a big discussion. The Gemara Ksubas talks about this. Not the Gemara, but the Rishonim there talk about it. On the bracha there of Erusin, so the Rush brings down whether it's a mitzvah or not. Birchas Erusin might be a birchas ha-mitzvah, or might be a matir. Either it's a matir. Beforehand, they were usher to each other. Now, erusin is some type of birchas a matir, or it's really a shevach, some type of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or really it's a birchas a mitzvah. That's a big discussion. So on one hand, I'm trying to remember right now. Right, the Rush writes that it's not a mitzvah because erusin is simply a hechsher for the mitzvah peruvu. It's not a mitzvah b'fnei asmo, it's simply a heter, all in the sum, it's only a heter to peruvu. Others say, no, it itself is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. And therefore, the machlok is whether or not the bracha is a birchas a mitzvah or birchas a shevach. But it's a good question. Machlok is whether it's a mitzvah or not.
Erusin. It's an amish bracha for us.
Yeah.
We don't make brachas on hechsher mitzvahs in general.
Hechsher.
Like on sukkah, we don't make it. Building a sukkah, we don't make
it. Yes, we don't say, but let's say something like shechita might be viewed as a hechsher mitzvah. It's a, more of a lumdus to it. There's a bracha in a shechita. There's a Rebbeinu Chananel, which sounds like shechita is a hechsher mitzvah for kisay adam. But generally speaking, you're right. Okay, now other discussions to come here as well. The Chassam Sofer had the following question. Can you take shalach manos and send it to an ani on Purim and to be yotze two mitzvahs? I'm going to chap in one matana, I'll be chapping shalach manos, I'll be chapping matanos levyonim. Kill two birds with one stone. Does that work? Chassam Sofer is not sure if that works. He's mistopic. He said, it might be mitzvah chavilas chavilas, maybe it's not mitzvah chavilas chavilas. The Steich Hamid writes, the only time you apply mitzvah chavilas chavilas is when you are doing two different actions on one mitzvah. I'm saying kiddush on the coast, I'm saying benching on the coast. That's two actions, two statements on one coast. Doing one action, but accomplishing two different results, that's allowed. So he brings a very interesting raya. He said, I don't know where exactly the raya is from, how he knows this, but the lach apparently is that a person wants to make a sim on yantif. So he's making a sim on yantif, and he wants to make his yantif suda into his sudas mitzvah and a sim. So he's using the one meal for two things, for his yantif, simchas yantif, and for his sudas mitzvah and a sim. That is allowed. It's one action of eating, one action of preparation, to accomplish two different sudas, and that's permitted, he says.
It's not chavilas, chavilas.
No, again, that Steich Hamid assumes is not mitzvahs chavilas, chavilas. Which reminds me, just simply on the side, because it connects to Simchas Torah, Steich Hamid also asks, how are you able to make Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is a din d'oraisa, Simchas Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. Simchas Torah is a Chazal instituted it. Chacham came along and said Simchas Torah. And there's a seam of Simchas Torah. How could you have one Simcha on top of another Simcha? Ein Marvin Simcha b'Simcha, he asks. Steich Hamid asks this as well. Hey, Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. How could Chacham institute Simchas Torah on top of Shmini Atzeres? He answers, based on a lot of different svarim say this, but Shmini Atzeres, what's the celebration of Shmini Atzeres? It's a special moment between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which is our unique relationship, which is through the Torah. It's one and the same. Simchas Torah is the celebration of Shmini Atzeres. It's not a stira. Implications are, though, if you wanted to make a siyum on any other day, any other yontif, it would be a stira. If I wanted to make a simcha, a suda, a siyum, let's say on yontif Rishon, where it's not a celebration of Torah, then you couldn't make a siyum on Yom Tov Rishon because that would be a problem. Ain marvim simcha b'simcha. Only because Shmini Atzeres is about Simchas Torah is it allowed. Lachor Shavuos would be allowed as well. Right. We don't pass in that way. We do allow any seum can be made on any yandif.
Well,
just do a seum.
You also have the Rabban and the Raisa chiluk there too. See, it doesn't seem to hold like that Rambam chiluk you said before.
But no, but that's a different issue of Chavilas. Chavilas is a Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So two different things. But I guess in terms of that also, right, I guess two factors. What about Chavilas Chavilos? The Chavilas Chavilos may only, oh no, this applied to only by Mitzvahs Chiyuvos though. Mitzvahs Rishios, maybe not. Like, seeing wouldn't be a Chiyuv, so maybe that wouldn't apply to that. Okay, one last thing here. Very interesting Tosos here. We could stop after this Tosos. Actually, look at the Rashbam first. Where's that Rashbam?
What it stands for?
Kiddush Avdala.
Which one?
Yer Yayin
Ner Avdala Kiddush.
Okay, I don't see the Rashbam.
We hold Yak Nehas.
But you look at Tosos now.
We hold, I think, the Lacha is Yak Nehas.
Yeah. We'll get to that's going to be tomorrow's daf. All the different Rosh Hashanahs.
Yak Nehas.
Okay, so look at
Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdala.
It's Zman.
Look at the bottom Rashbam. the bottom two lines of the Rashbam. Two lines from the bottom. Ma she'ein nosin ha'amorim simin l'besamim. All these things, yakin haz, yakzino, all these things. It doesn't say, there's no beis there. I'm sorry, there's no beis, no besamim there. Why is no besamim? Right, Rashba, ma she'ein nosin ha'amorim simin l'besamim. Why is there no besamim? L'fi she'ein mevarchin al-besamim b'yomtif. They're talking about Shabbos, whereas Yomtif is Sunday. Where Shabbos goes right into a Yomtif, why is there no besamim? Sharei gam b'yomtov yesh lanu nishama yaseira k'shabbos. Because what's the reason the Rashbam assumes there's a besamim? Because we lose the neshama yaseira matzi Shabbos, so we're very down and troubled, and the smell wakes us up. So because of losing the neshama yaseira.
I think it's machlokes, right?
Oh, Tosfos is going to discuss that in a second, exactly. So, however, when Yomtif falls after Shabbos, we still have the neshama yaseira goes into Yomtif, that's why there's no besamim.
Nice.
This might be related also to Shalom Aleichem, whether you say Shalom Aleichem or not, but... Writes Tosos. Tosos writes Rav Amar Yakna. So writes Rash Tosos. Mash ain maski b'samim perish Rashbam. He quotes the Rashbam first. The tam b'samim mishum the ibud neshama yisera. You lose the neshama yisera. Ubayom tov nami ikan neshama yisera. V'kasha. Adim kain am b'motzei yom tov amai lo tikinu b'samim. So if that's the case, when yom tov ends, there should be a b'samim because we should lose the neshama yisera after yom tov. Why is there no b'samim when we end yom tov? Lechach nira de b'yom tov lekin neshama yisera. Tosos argues there is no neshama yisera. However, apparently a lot in the Svarim, the Hasidic Svarim, say there is an Nisham Yisera. They pask in that way, there is an Nisham Yisera on Yom Tov. So, v'hacha, so if that's the case, why is there no when Shabbos ends into a Yom Tov? V'hacha, ein maskir b'samim, b'shum the simchas Yom Tov, v'achila, v'shisiya, mo'il k'mo b'samim, has the same effect. When we're very down and upset because we lose the Nisham Yisera, the b'samim gets us back up. When we have Yom Tov with the drinking and eating, all that other simcha, that also gets us back into good spirits. Not because there's an Nisham Yisera, because the actual Simchas Yom Tov gets us back. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here.
I heard I don't know about the name. He said basically that the reason that you don't say Abdallah Motzei Yom Tov is because Shabbos, the Nisham Yisera is basically Hashem gives it to you. So as soon as Shabbos is over, you basically it's gone. So it's Yom Tov. It might not be a real neshama netera, but your neshama gets a higher level. But since it's you who has to work for it, then it should last longer just than at the end of Yeshua. The whole week should be, you should have a hana.
You get to hold on to it. You keep
so
earned
it. It doesn't really end because you had to work for it, so it just stays longer.
Very nice. Okay.